Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Justin Nimmergood.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a nice weekend.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah. It was a good one. So I saw you were working on your golf game, and that's a good life skill. You said you have an outing coming up here in a couple of weeks you got to get in shape for?
Yeah. So I have twice a year I play in it's a for fun tournament, but a lot of the proceeds go to charity, and it's out of Pelican Hill, which for anyone that knows or has heard of Pelican Hill, first of all, it's a very lush place on the coast in Newport Coast, which is arguably, you know, some of the most highly priced real estate on the planet. But in addition to that, it's one of, I think, last I checked, there's 7 golf courses that sit on the ocean in California. And so it's one of those 7 that sits on the ocean in California. So it's pretty special from a couple perspectives. Obviously, you're playing an oceanfront golf course in California. I mean, that in itself is pretty awesome. You know, Pelican Hill itself is, you know, like I said, lush. It just speaks of class and luxury. And then, you know, they tie in the kind of the charitable nonprofit elements to it. And it's a great, just go out, fun in the sun, but also business networking. So last time they do it in the summer and then in the winter. So twice a year, kind of every 6 months. And last time I played, it was actually, I didn't play in the winter one. I played last summer. You know, I just had a couple guys with me, but, you know, I sent it out to my list of golf friends out here, and I had a pretty good pull this year. So, yeah, we have 3 foursomes booked, which I'm excited about, you know, to have that many comrades with me, you know, for the day and, you know, kind of shooting the shit and catching up. And you know, it's a great day, right, on multiple fronts. And so it's funny you said life skill. It really is a life skill. It's also a business skill, I would argue, you know. And I, you know, myself have closed quite a few deals, you know, on the golf course, obviously over a handshake. It's not like we're signing contracts out there, but, you know, you kind of can get the framework of an agreement structured and closed on the golf course. Because ultimately people want to just buy from people they know, like, and trust. So, yeah, I'm excited about it, though. It's 2 weeks out. It's, it's 2 weeks from yesterday. So 28th or 29th. 29th. No, 28th. Excuse me. So
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you're right. A lot of business does get conducted on the golf course, so it is a business skill for sure. So that's good, man. Glad to see it. You got your new sticks and going at it there. So I get a lot of vicarious pleasure out of that. I would have intentions to play and never do, and then so it's good to see you getting out there and making it happen. I get you know, because I do a lot of placement of executives into rehabs and mental health places, and all these places have golf tournaments, you know. Atlanta, mm-hmm. One was like near Pebble Beach out there, and oh my gosh, it just you know, it costs me money to go to the golf tournament, you know what I mean? So it's just like, man, I can't get to the point where I could forego. It was bad enough to take my family on vacation for a week, you know.
Right.
I did it, you know. I got the shirt, and but But man, anyway, well, good, good stuff. So, well, I can give you an update on the, let me give you an update. So I talked about, this whole cruise ship thing, right? So cruise ships are, after doing some research on this, cruise ships are really in need for people to be either lecturers or, involved in the wellness space, or, and also entertainers as well. But it, so it's really interesting that the coaching thing, you know, if we did something more, if we did like acupuncture coaching or something like that, we could get in on the spa services thing. But since we're kind of speakers or teaching coaching, we almost have to have an agent like an entertainer would. So that was kind of weird. Like, oh, and here's the list of agents that we go through. And I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, after you pay the agent and you know what I mean? I don't know if it's going to be cost effective or not now. You know what I mean? I still need to work on it, but you know, coaching is right there. It's not a spa service and we're not entertainers. Right. We're kind of in a no man. Yeah. We're in this kind of no man's land of, we're not a health service. We're not doing makeup. Now, Naomi, you know what? Naomi could probably get on a cruise ship and do her thing. And that might be a better, you know, she could go into the spa services and self-improvement and look, you know, all the stuff that she does and probably make a killing actually. But us in doing business coaching or seminars is this kind of gray area. So I got to hunker down so we
would need an agent,
you know. Well, that's what I'm getting right now. That doesn't mean that I can't pierce the veil of some higher level executives and say, look, you know, come on, you know, let's just do something here. You know,
we need an agent to do up for us though.
to get us the contract. That's all, to do the contract to be on the ship. Basically.
So we're going to pay someone, what, 10-20% for a contract that we probably already have on hand
that we could do ourselves for what? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, there's like stand-up comedians. Oh yeah, man, those stand-up comedians, they have agents, right? And they just fly, they're going back and forth like, you know, like marbles everywhere, you know, they're flying here, flying there. And so all the ships have their fair share of comedians. And then at the next level is your musicians, right? So you'll get the bar musician or the guys playing the Caribbean round drum thingy or whatever, you know. And then you'll have the big musical acts, right? So you'll have different tiers of musician. And, you know, those require some kind of representation. So anyway, I'll keep on researching that and give you some updates, because I would love for us both to be on the ship, you know, doing, you know, you'd be doing more the business coaching side. I could do the life coaching side or whatever. And I think that would be a very, very formidable offering. So, you know, what they do would be like, you know, let's say on day two of the cruise or one of the at sea days, maybe it's the first full day at sea, you know, we'd be listed on the schedule, you know, concierge coaching or Bruce and Justin do life coaching and business coaching, come down to room 405 on the 8th floor to see these guys and get to hear a seminar. And then you do your seminar, and then the seminar consists of what we would do, what we could do for people on the ship right there. And then they could pay for coaching sessions while they're on the cruise to the tune of $100 or $150 an hour or more, depending on the cruise line. See, that's how that works.
Very interesting. You know, I think think there's a lot to be said about these packaged offers, right? Like, and I love the idea of collaborating in general, but you're delivering, you know, twice the value for, you know, probably just marginally more. And in a format that, you know, again, you said it best, when people are on a cruise, like what else is there to do? Like you're stuck on a ship, like, you know, so I feel like it's a good forum where you can't have too many activities.
Oh, man, there was one about how to have a healthy urine stream and a prostate for older guys. I mean, come on, man. I mean, if you're going to do a seminar on a urine stream, yeah, there's definitely room for coaching. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, well, keep me posted on that front. You know, I would love to, I'd love to make a package out of it and see if we can, you know, test pilot it, you know, with one of these cruise lines here.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, because actually so many leave out of California and quite a few leave out of Texas and New Orleans and a crap ton out of both sides of Florida, you know, Gulf and East. And so, you know, those are all flyable places and certainly some of the destinations, you know, to be on the ship. Let's say they were somewhere in Mexico and had to, you know, one day night at sea on the way back and do the work there. Plus, I think with us, you know, we could do some finite services there on the ship, but also say, hey, we can continue our coaching relationship via Skype or telephone or video conference or FaceTime or whatever. You see what I mean? We could hang on to those customers for quite a while, and then there'd be word of mouth from those customers. So it really is something that could morph into income that lingers forward, you know, versus it's just kind of wham bam done on the ship, you know.
Yeah, there'd be a not passive, because it's not passive income, but there'd be a recurring income stream.
A potential for recurring income and etc. So yeah, I kind of
dig that. I dig that a lot. Yeah, you get a nice pop from the actual event, and then you carry some of those clients with you forward, you know, to keep the recurring, you know, going. Yeah, it's got legs. It's got merit. I think it's the right format. Any cruise or ship I've ever been on, you know, entertainment is placed as a premium. And even though we're not entertainers, it's almost like kind of probably bundled into that category.
Right. No, we would have that rank, you know, have that rank on the ship. You know, you're kind of a revered or respected member of the crew, you know, as a service provider. So, you know, that's good. So anyway, I would like to pursue that further and at least give it a go. At least once or twice, just for the experience, yeah. You know.
Why the heck not? Yeah, and you know, I feel like it's a plug and play model, right? Like, you figure out the blueprint, you know, on the ship, and then you can transfer it to, you know, resorts. You know, even like, so I was talking to. It's funny you mentioned this whole ship idea, because I was talking to one of my Irvine Chamber of Commerce. You know, I'm part of out here. You know. In the political scene, and so you know, I'm doing the networking out here, and one of the ladies, and she's a travel agent, and she mentioned, hey, you know, she's got a affiliation with Sandals Resorts, and they look for people like that.
There you go.
And I was like, huh,
there you go. Yeah, and all inclusive, a lot of those got, man, those Sandals folks, it's a lot of couples, better income, people in small business. I could do relational stuff, you know, or life. I could, you know, like I said, you could do the business and the life coaching, and that would be perfect, man, as an activity while they're there on the all inclusive resort. I think that's a move, you know, and there's probably other health or wellness, both oriented resorts that we could plug into. And you know what? That might be a better play, because the travel is there and back or whatever. So yeah, I mean that's a great idea.
Yeah, The only tricky part of that, I mean, like, and she's probably not the right person to carry the concept forward with, but she was like, oh yeah, you know, so do you have other couples that would basically follow you? So she was kind of positioning it as, hey,
No. She wanted us to bring our people and
and then we get a deal on sandals, or they comp our room or whatever. I'm like, well, you know, that's cool, but what we're really looking for is like a captive audience. That's the kicker, right? Is like if you get a captive audience, that's what you want.
Yeah.
And ideally fishing outside of your immediate pond, right?
Yeah. I hear you. No, that's close but no cigar, you know. I mean I got this all figured out in my mind. Like you and I both do a 30-minute segment on, you know, let's say you started with small business, you know, or small business or revenue stream coaching, and then you'd have a whiteboard thing and put some stuff out there, and we can do this and this and this, and I can custom, you know, in our sessions together, I can customize this to whatever revenue stream or business endeavor you're doing, blah, 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 blah. And then I come in there and do, there's a generic life coaching, goal setting, you know, next level, evolve into your best self type of, you know, thing that I do. And it says, okay, we can do this, this, and this. And then individuals with me would focus on, you know, personal development and personal growth and health and all that. So, you know, it's the perfect 1 hour seminar to capture 360 degrees of, you know, coaching. And
I like it. I think it's just finding the right, like I said, finding the right venue and the right the right pool to the right captive audience. Yeah, that's it. I mean, and provided the right I like the ship idea, though. I really do. I think they're sort of already geared for that, right? Whereas, you know, the sandals idea, well, it would be nice to, you know, go to some luxurious resort, you know, for a week or 10 days. I don't know that they're really geared. I don't know that they're really set up for us, right? So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is something, you know, not only can people do the coaching at sea, but they could do it in lieu of an excursion. Let's say, you know, the ship pulls into Belize. You really don't want to do anything of any significance. You want to get off the ship, shop for an hour, get back up on the ship. And, you know, whereas a lot of those people out on excursions are out that whole day, you know what I mean? Till 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock at night, then they come back up on the ship and the ship leaves. Well, you know, they could do a coaching session, you know, or two or what have you, in lieu of an excursion, and it would cost about the same as an excursion. You know,
but and the thing is, when they dock, right, it's usually I'm, you know, from what I understand, at a spot where, you know, you could,
yeah, there's shops and
well, not
and
only
stuff.
Shops, but like, you know, okay, you're on the beach, right? You're on the shore, you're on the beach. Like I'm saying, from a coaching perspective, to the shop in some really cool spots to have these coaching sessions. Not just like, hey, we're gonna go do it in some, you know, stuffy room somewhere. Like, you know, we could do some vision casting and some coaching in a, you know, transformational space, i.e., you know, out on the beach with the ocean waves crashing. You know, it seems like a decent spot to do some life coaching to me.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an idea. And, you know, something I could blow the dust off of, you know, that we could do there in California is be the official coaches of a condo building or a, you know, a condo development, a house, or even a housing development. We could be the official life coaches and of the property type of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this something you've done out there?
Yeah, I did in Miami. I did that in Miami and teamed up with a female, and we knew the architect of the condo tower, and it was right near where the Ultra Festival was held. Anyway, you know, South Beach, and And we gave seminars and signed people up for coaching, and they had to pay for it on their own. So that
would be really interesting, Bruce, because yeah. I mean, I know I don't really talk about it much, but I do have my realtor's license out here. I'm kind of covert about what I use it for. But that could be really fascinating on several fronts.
Yeah. And myself and Cindy, the Ferdinand, the original co-host of the show, we were going to do the same thing in La Quinta and with Elder Statesman in Palm Springs in the Palm Desert and do life coaching for people who otherwise had a golf cart and the funds and were just kind of bored and kind of do some self-development coaching with folks in La Quinta and Palm Springs and some developments there. And so that I was totally down for that. We got some straight up nonstop flights from Dallas to Palm Springs and knock out a nice weekend there in Rancho Mirage or one of the.
Did you just call up the resorts and let them know this is what you're thinking, or how did
she pitch it? Yeah, she knew people in each development and could pitch it. She knew the people in the developments. I didn't. I was just her second banana. That's kind of my lot in life. You know what I mean? Where I'm the guy that comes in and out, but like you'd be the showcase coach for the Cali people, and I'm in and out. You know, she lives in Orange, literally Orange, and so she could roll out, you know, and do what she needed to do, and then I'd fly in and out. So, you know. Anyhow, but that's always an opportunity there as well. So we can look at that later on and develop some properties, or if we wanted to do that and depart from our otherwise fairly busy schedule.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's departing from it. I think all we're doing is we're layering services, right? So I would be bored if all I did every day was just coach the same type of person each and every day. That's why I do some coaching and some consulting, which is more like, hey, mm-hmm. you're entrenched yeah. in a business. And I don't know if I mentioned, by the way, I'm speaking again on September 29th at the Westin LAX. So probably there's, I don't know, six to eight of us. You know, high-powered entrepreneurs that are speaking from stage it's a Scale Your Business and Life event.
Nice. It's
going to be about probably 500 or so people there. So, but point being, I don't see it as a distraction. If anything, I see it as a attraction, which is layering services. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, folks, is like what we're talking about here today. We're basically brainstorming some ideas, as you could tell. But when you're an entrepreneur, this is part of it, not mindlessly, obviously having a game plan and a roadmap, you know, to go with it. But, you know, being diversified is very important, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I'd feel really exposed if I put all my eggs in one basket and I was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's not very entrepreneurial, really, unless it's not really. I guess there are people that are focused on one startup or one project. But yeah, you're right. I mean, for us, we have different revenue streams. Now, this thing at the Westin, is that going to be? Are you going as you as a free agent and a coach? Or are you going there as a Bablet, or what's the
revenue? Oh no, I'm all me, baby.
It's all right. Me. Okay. Good for you, bro.
Actually. You remember Brett Jones? Yeah. Well, you might have heard it. He was our guest. Yeah. Yeah. He reached out to me. He's the one like, kind of putting it together.
Man, right on.
He's a high flyer from Australia, that guy.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he's fucking killing it in real estate. And he's putting it together with some other, it's mostly people from California, minus him, sure. to be honest. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just goes to show you, look at that, you know, our platform led to, I've had some other people recently that have reached out, they've been like, hey, you know, so I think finally a year, because we've been at this about a year now, since I came on board,
roughly. Yeah.
I think we're finally, you know, really, in my eyes, getting, I mean, we got it right away, but it's starting to catch a bit of a, you know, accelerator that I've noticed lately.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, so that's good. That's good that you're going to be representing yourself and doing that. That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, and just keep him busy. Keep him busy. Yeah, so kind of a not complete detour, but, you know, Naomi and I, we obviously always strategize and pillow talk at night. So last week she was up in Alaska at the top of the world.
Yeah, I saw that. The little polar bear people jumping in the water and whatnot.
Holy shit. Yeah, it was Barrow, Alaska. So for any of you listeners out there, Barrow, Alaska is arguably the northernmost, it is the northernmost city in Alaska. So it's a to put it in perspective, it's like a 3.5 hour flight from Barrow to Anchorage, which is like on the southern tip of Alaska.
Wow.
That's how large Alaska is. And then I think it was like another, I don't know, 9 hours from Anchorage, 8 or 9 hours from Anchorage down to LA. So it's quite a haul to get up there. And it was like, you know, 40 degrees. She's up there shooting with Under Armour for their new campaign coming out. And they literally, listen to this, Bruce, this just speaks to all the craziness going on with social media and in particular Instagram. They had this whole production crew here. Obviously she went out there as hair and makeup, two rookie, football, NFL athletes, Riley Ridley and Darnell Savage. One's a cornerback for Green Bay. And one is, I think, a wide receiver for Chicago. They're both in the NFC North, funny enough. And so, you know, they're going to be rookies this year. Under Armour spent like, I don't know, $500,000 or some shit on this shoot. And it's literally to get one minute video for Instagram.
Wow.
Like, you know, the days of like spending, you know, all that money on commercials for TV, and like companies are totally phase shifting, you know, they're spending away from, I mean, commercials are such a thing in the past anyway, but Instagram is where it's at.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of these Instagram video people wanting you to, you know, create a video with them or their software, or their platform or whatever. For other business, but yeah, man, it's kind of clickbait, view bait, and like you said, man, Instagram is the way to go, seemingly right now. So yeah, that's good stuff.
I've thought about for us, like, you know, it's probably time to start looking. I'm gonna have my marketing guy look into some boosted posts or rolling ads or something like that, because, you know, this shit's getting, you know, it's cheap, you know, for us to, you know, get the proper awareness out, you know, in the marketplace or whatnot. So I've been kind of fucking around with it for my other brands, but it's like, okay, you know, we have a platform now. Like, why not?
Exactly. And then not only that, but looking at other places beside the Apple podcast to
publish. Yeah.
In the archive, you know, in a ex post facto thing. So, but yeah, no, we're yeah, man, the little podcast that could, and seems to be, you know, chugging along, but,
the little train that could, right.
Yeah. But we gotta keep forging, man. We gotta stay with the times, gotta stay relevant, gotta stay top of our game here, you know. So
what did you think of that software that I sent to you, by the way?
Oh yeah, I didn't really look at it yet.
Take a look at it, because
yeah,
when I went to the I was gonna say LA's Promise, when I went to the party a couple weeks ago for the station, you know, that was really great, by the way, on several fronts, obviously meeting the other, you know, hosts and whatnot. But one of them was like, hey, yeah, I have, you know, guests booked out for a year. I use this platform.
Okay.
I guess, you know, and I'm where my head's at with it is, you know, we've talked about, hey, how do we, you know, loop in sponsors and stuff like that, right? I think this would be one of those key pieces in order to take it in that direction.
Okay, cool.
Take a look this week and let me know. Let's talk about it maybe next weekend or something.
Was Ronan there?
No, this wasn't a recommendation from Ronan, though. It was from another host.
Oh. Okay.
At the station, though. Yeah.
Okay. Did you meet Sam?
Yeah, I met both Sam and Ronan. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, there you go. That's good stuff.
Did I not send you the pictures? I don't know if I posted all the pictures yet.
Yeah, you send me the pictures, man. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good stuff.
I think I got one in here. Hang on. I'll send to you while we're chatting it up. But, yeah, no, it was good to finally meet them. They're awesome guys. The station is beautiful. You know, when you do finally make it out there, I definitely want to do a video cast
for sure.
You know, with their screen. I mean, I've been doing the best I can with my jerry-rigged at home, you know, service, which still works, by the way, because a lot of these Orange County people, I tell you what, they don't want to make that hour and a half, 2 hour drive up to Sherman Oaks.
Right.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's a long haul up there, especially when you start factoring in traffic and whatnot. So
for sure.
I'm like, you know what? I can't probably make it as, you know, savvy as theirs is, but even if it resembles that, you know, somewhat, and people feel the energy, which, you know, like Cause was excited about it, and Steven and others, you know, for doing something on that front. So the little podcast that could, right?
Keeps chugging on, man. Chugging. Yeah, man. Just keeps on rolling. So
what's kind of been the most interesting, conversation or client that you had this past week? And obviously I know you can't share names, but like client scenario you had this past week.
Well, I have a guy who's selling his, I guess, startup or trying to sell it. You know, he continues to be of high interest, you know, just a real pressure cooker time, where, you know, they sell it off and he makes a decision whether to stay on as a C-suite person or as an advisor. I had another client actually sell his, and his was a 40 million walk away. And now he's getting coaching from me on what to do now. And so, what we're doing with him is starting by, you know, fortifying his relationship with his wife and kids. And then next from that, we're going to put him on some boards of companies, you know, some boards of some startups where he can be this on the board, but be an advisor and really kind of help out some fledgling startups. And so we'll get him on some boards. And then there's several of these entrepreneurial incubator type things with area universities, you know, TCU, UTD, UTA, and SMU, and others that have now entrepreneur programs that need caliber individuals such as himself. So yeah, man, he was really in a panic, because it sold and it sold fast, and they made the transition. And he went to, there was a trade conference that they went to, and the booth was different, and they downsized the booth and it has a different feel and the logo sucks. And I'm like, hey man, you know, you sold the company. It's no longer yours. You got to give it up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your head right. And a lot of it's mindset coaching for him to get him to literally transition out of where he was. You know, he's still kind of acting as if, you know, and he needs to really kind of grieve the loss, if you will. It's like grief counseling, grieve the right. loss of his involvement there and move on. But, you know, this is a clear case where you don't take something big away from somebody and not replace it with other things. Otherwise, right. there's just going to be negative consequences.
That's so, right.
So, yeah, man, the first world problem. I mean, gosh, I tell you what, give me $30 million and I can handle it. Trust me.
Yeah, replacement therapy.
Right? I will definitely give 2 weeks' notice and kind of figure out some other things there.
Figure out a lot with 3 million. You know, I think you can.
Yeah, you could do some stuff, man. You can do some stuff. So, that was kind of an interesting, you know, session. So I got one in the middle of the buyout, and one who just, and then he's the one that finished it. And so how interesting there is, you know, there's stress when you build a company, there's stress when the company's built, there's stress when the company's doing good to grow. And then there's stress when you sell the company, and then there's stress after you sold the company with a crap ton of money. So it's the difference.
There's always stress.
Yeah. The different seasons of stress.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's, but I mean, that's part of the excitement in my eyes, right? Like, if there wasn't stress, that means you don't give a shit. That's sort of how I view it.
Nice. True that. You're not invested. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit of stress is actually, in my opinion, good. It's when people, they say, oh, I'm too stressed. I actually believe that we're never given more than we can handle. So even what might feel like too much stress is actually tolerable, because we wouldn't be given more than we can. And trust me, I've been there where it's just fucking overwhelming and you're ripping your hair out and whatever. But it's always a test, and it's a test to see how you can grow from it.
Right.
And really employ new tools, new tactics to manage the stress. And to, you know, get through these situations in a, you know, meaningful way, really. That's sort of what I tell my clients, you know, because a lot of them, and a lot of people and friends in general, you know, stress is a common topic, I would say. I'm sure it is for you and your clients too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. How to deal with it, how not to act out against it, how not to self-medicate against it. And so, yeah, stress is definitely a factor. Then I had another client who is struggling with alcohol, and, you know, whenever I go out with the CEO of company X from a foreign country, we just have to drink. It's just the way that it is. And I'm like, no. No, you don't have to drink. Yeah, you do. This is the way business is done. I'm like, no, you don't have to drink, you know? So it's kind of interesting going toe-to-toe with this guy's alcohol issue.
So he's blaming it on the business. He's like, oh, it's a
business.
Well,
Yeah, man. I said, well, but you missed your flight. Well, that was just a one-time thing.
You missed your flight. You missed your flight because you were drunk.
It's like, no, you missed because you had too many drinks. Well, that's just the way you got to conduct business. No. So, you know, it's like it was an occupational hazard, you know. But I was like, no, it's this type of stuff right here will end a business. Or you'll make a bad decision, or you'll burn up your family, man. Your foot's in the door of some freaking serious problems. So
that's right.
Anyhow.
That's
and
right.
So, man, I can be the outsider and look at that with clarity with the jeweler's glass on, man. It's just like, dude, stop. Dude, stop. Let's take a look at that. Hold on. Let's pull up. So anyway.
That's fun.
Just the way you do it. So yeah, man.
It's interesting. Once you sort of craft the I'll say blueprint, right? I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's so much a rinse and repeat from there.
It can be, yeah. It can be.
You know, it's had a couple prospects that are actually going to likely be wrapped up and, you know, be full-time clients starting this week. They're looking for event assistance and kind of a strategic advisor or strategic advisory services, I should say, and this and that. It's like I kind of feel in a way like I feel like a broken record because I'm like I feel like I've shared this blueprint with several other, but it's like if it fucking works, then and so I think that's part of the challenge that I guess task myself and I'm sure you task yourself with is like how do you know staying sharp, right? Like how do you as a coach, right, keeping your eyes and you know ears open for everything in the market so you don't ever get dull. Even when your secret sauce is working. That's what separates the good from the great.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so I'm constantly thinking about like, even if it works, well, what else should we, what's next? Like, what is next? What is the next wave? So, you know, like you're talking about Instagram earlier. Well, what's the next Instagram wave?
Right. Right. What kind of video and what kind of information to convey? How do we do it? What's the eye catcher? What's going to set the hook? You know, that type of thing. And I've even, you know, for my federal revenue project, I thought of an Instagram for that, you know, and I think it would be wildly successful. And I was thinking about piloting something on Instagram for the federal prison consulting thing. So a video in particular. And we don't have to be zoned. We can be nationwide. It doesn't have to be in a particular, space. A lot of these Instagram advertisers for lawyers to try to help lawyers, you know, get more business by using targeted videos. But I can have broader targets since it's federal. So definitely kind of with you, you know what I mean? Thinking about that in the contemplation stage of that and having some fun with it because it's that's a good thing. So so there's gonna be a lot of federal activity here as Trump drains the swamp and a lot of sex offending folks gonna be hitting the federal prisons here for too long.
A lot of sex offending folks.
Yep. I mean the Epstein's, you know, the Larry Nassar went to Tucson, and I'll be the first one on record now. Epstein, if he goes the distance, will probably be in Tucson, and if not, he'll be in Inglewood, Colorado. So you could take that in there to the bank as I look into my crystal ball for Mr. Epstein as he goes through these journeys here with the trials and whatnot, and just a grisly thing ahead there, you know, and that's kind of case in point. Here's a guy who's a multimillionaire who developed some deviant practices and executed on those and to a high level that involved other people procuring targets for him and such as that. And but you know, such are similar processes with our executives that have the Me Too behavior and act out sexually with maybe younger associates and whatnot, even though these younger people are of adult age, there's still an element of power and influence that's being wielded over the target to comply with some sort of sexual activity or drinking activity or whatever. So anyway,
No. I mean, it's a that's a whole nother world right there.
Yeah.
That can get real interesting real fast.
Hey, I mean, you know, guys in industrial sales were like, man, we have to go to the strip bar. I mean, that's just how we do it. We just got to go to the strip bar to entertain. That's just how we do it in the plastic supplies or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's like, man, no, you don't. You know what I mean? Just like I said with the other case, like who had to drink in front of his foreign customer or whatever.
Oh, so
like,
this one is the sex addict. Another one's the he's an alcoholic. Is that one?
I mean, there have been in the past. Yes, this the one that had to go to the strip club and this and that, and then until a female executive got taken to the strip club against her will, and that was it. And she called foul, and the gig was up.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God! You know, like, what were you thinking? Well, that's just the way we always did it. And she said she was cool with it, so we went forward with it. Like, no, man. Just because
she said
somebody,
she was cool with it because she didn't want to offend y'all, but you know, afterwards,
oh man,
sure she ran that straight up the flagpole.
And then you get up into employee case law that says compliance doesn't mean consent. I mean, it's like, oh wow, man. So, was she complying or was she consenting? Really, what was she doing? And then you have to tease it out from an internal affairs perspective. Anyway, woo. Man, it gets deep quick over here. Stop me.
You're on a good one today.
No, man. Just, mine's always drifting to the personal sphere, man. So that's just the way it goes for me. But anyhow. So, yeah, lots going on.
Well, and it's summertime, right? So I feel like this is a time when people generally are a little bit more open to make, you got beginning of the year and you got summer, right? Like, yeah, beginning of the year, you got all your, you know, false New Year's resolutions. I say false in jest because it's like they don't work, generally speaking. Because it's like, why do you need it to be a new year to create a resolution? Just call it a goal and move forward with life. But, you know, summer, it's got a special energy to it that people are like, yeah, you know, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to travel. I want to. Okay, well, let's map it out. Let's rock and roll. So I think it's a good time to get many of these initiatives. And really, some of these are just ideas, right? Getting from idea to the concept stage here, you know, it's the right timing for that sort of thing.
Yeah, and develop it into a plan of action and go from there. But you're right, this is the kind of midstream, mid-year time of reflection. Or year end, or, you know, how it drifts to year end and to time to get the next half of the year blowing and going. So yeah.
That's right.
There it is. So well folks, that just about finishes up for today. Remember to keep listening to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Next week we have another great program for you. We may have a guest, we may not. You just never know.
No, we'll see.
We do have a guest.
We will.
I'm just testing.
Yeah. We do have a guest, and it's going to be an exciting. Every episode's exciting with us. First of all,
it
I
is.
Have to say, even when we spitball, even when you just hit Bruce and I, or Bruce or just I, but we have Miss Jamie Bronstein, who's the founder of The Relationship Expert. She is a self-proclaimed, and not only proclaimed, but she is a relationship expert, relationship coach. So she will be our guest next week. I'm excited to have her on. She's one of actually the hosts within the studio as well. So I met at the
That's party. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. Oh, awesome. So can't wait to have her on the show and see what she has to say. It looks like she has a good show as well. I was kind of checking out her stuff. So that's awesome.
Yeah. She was part of the inspiration for the video stuff that we've been doing and testing lately. So absolutely. Okay. It's going to be a good one.
Going to be a good one. So great. Well, come on in and listen to that. And also come see our shows on iTunes and the Apple podcast section. Those are there for you for free. Also, our shows are archived on the LA Talk Radio site on our talk show. We have our own little subpage there. So come find us there. And the shows are archived there for your convenience as well. And come check us out on social media at The Concierge Coaches on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. Justin, how can folks reach you?
Nimmergood.com. So just my last name.com.
All right. Thank fantastic. You, everyone. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.